Now, as far as standards are concerned, we've heard that recertification, this is taken from the white paper, is an affirmation of a doctor's entitlement to practice. It's not simply an absence of concerns. But having established what standards we are going to accept, there are three separate issues which at the present are being looked at and are gradually being dissected out. There's the standards for surgeons at different levels of their career or different ages of the career. It may well be that the standards which are acceptable for a surgeon who is just about appointed as a consultant or one that's senile in geriatrics, such as myself, coming towards the end of a career, the differences may be somewhat different, and these have to be looked at very, very carefully indeed. There are also surgeons who specialise. Many of you in the audience are specialist breast surgeons. The standards may be quite different, or not so much different, but have to be looked at in a different way than perhaps a general surgeon who has an interest in breast cancer, or a surgical oncologist who deals with breast cancer as one of a number of cancer specialties. So that is another question. Also, there's a whole question of the differences between an individual who is a full-time NHS surgeon working in a busy district general hospital, or again a surgeon who works in a large academic institution with all its facilities, perhaps such as myself, and these things have to be taken into account and will be taken into account in the deliberations. But everything depends upon improving practice. Let's just look at